This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
To get a bipartisan process back on track. First, with bipartisan bicameral cooperation, we can safely fund the federal government through mid-December, so talks can continue.
Once again, that's Mitch McConnell, and here we are every single year. We're in the same position, aren't we? Can we fund the government? Can you imagine if you ran your household that way or your company that way? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, we're kicking off yet another week of, guess what, C-SPAN drip, 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 immigration inquiry. Yes, or as I like to call it, the other side of Twitter, because Twitter has really blown up with opinions on anybody who's already come forward and then what's to come in the next week. And of course, Wednesday should be a big day for a couple of different reasons. It's an interesting time for some of that testimony to happen while the Democrats take to the stage again on Wednesday night in Atlanta for the fifth Democratic presidential debate. And by the way, as I say on this show, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, no labels, can't decide, whatever, all opinions are welcome. So it is my quest to try to get as many different opinions on the air as I can. And we're going to speak to John Delaney, who is running for president on our next show. No relation, by the way, because I know that's the first thing everybody's thinking. Are you related? No, we are not related. All right, let's talk about for a second the situation in the Senate. You heard what Mitch McConnell had to say. Whew, good news. It's like you get that extra time. You know that you get the extra time to finish the test. They get the extra time to try to work this out and come up with some sort of a budget. And part of, I mean, this is always what happens every year, like I said, but part of it is also, where is the focus? The focus is on what's going on with the hearings, the impeachment inquiry. So whether they're involved, which a lot of people on the Hill aren't in the middle of the hearing, but they're certainly paying attention to what's going on because of the focus there. I think there is more distractions as to what is happening in our nation and the whole governing part of it when it comes to, hello, it's the economy, right? Think of the China situation and the fact that we're still working out what's happening with tariffs and trade and whatnot. Well, remember, the Chinese have our debt. It's like we're at a wicked poker game and the river keeps changing, which would be the last card in the flop if you were playing Texas Hold'em. So the river card keeps changing. One thing that isn't changing is the impeachment witness list. It just gets longer. So even the president's aides are looking at moving witnesses out of their White House post, they say, and back to their home departments ahead of the schedule, because the president has asked how people like Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and acting ambassador to the Ukraine, Bill Taylor, have ended up working for him. He's saying, I don't get it. He's also hinted at dismissing the witnesses, supposedly. That's the rumor that is flying around in the rumor mill in D.C. And, you know, you think of Marie Yovanovitch, the Ukrainian ambassador, who was totally skewered on Twitter when she testified last week. And then that raise the question of witness intimidation. Then on the other side of this, because remember, pick your viewpoint. On the other side of this, the Republicans are saying, whoa, 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 whoa. Show us all your cards, and then we'll see what happens when you flop that last card and who wins on the river. I think the biggest thing in the last couple of days and heading into this week is what's happened with the VP, Mike Pence. And because of Jennifer Williams, who works with Mike Pence, President was not happy about that, sent out a bunch of tweets discrediting the impeachment proceedings against him, and then targeting this Jennifer Williams, who is a career foreign service woman, a staffer to the VP, for her testimony behind closed doors, where she said that the president's call with the Ukrainian president in July was inappropriate. So what the president wrote in his tweet, tell Jennifer Williams, whoever that is, to read both transcripts of the presidential calls and see the just-released statement from the Ukraine. House Democrats released over the weekend a transcript of her testimony. She's expected to testify publicly this coming week in the impeachment inquiry into the president. So there are some on defense, there are some on offense, but it's getting wicked nasty. And the polls show that, no joke, Americans, of course, are divided about this whole impeachment inquiry. Not surprising. It's the nation that we live in, right? After just hearing the first day, we knew that. I mean, you could go anywhere. And here, I think, whatever outlet you pick, whatever poll you prefer, it pretty much is 50-50. Even the one that was done by YouGov for the Huffington Post, 45% said Trump should be impeached, 42% said he shouldn't be. You think of the margin of error, and then you fall right into that, okay, you say one thing, I say the other thing. It's the us's and the them's, and we're all sitting at this table, and we're watching to see what's going to happen. What's going to happen when that final card gets flipped over, and what do you think it's going to be? All right, needless to say, there's some sad news about a shooting again, and here we go. This time around, it's in Fresno. At least 10 people were shot watching a football game. Take a listen to this.
There were children at this party, and all of them were in the house at the time of the incident. The house was not struck, and it does not appear that they were the intended target.
So the shooting stunned the people close to those in this Fresno neighborhood, and they say it's a dark day for the community because they serve Southeast Asian refugees. That is the makeup of most in the community. 30 family members and friends were at the house to watch a football game on Sunday night when shooters slipped through an unlocked gate, fired just indiscriminately wherever at a group of men in the backyard. So at this backyard gathering, 4 people died, 6 injured, and it looked like it was some kind of a targeted attack. But as you heard Andrew Hall say, the Fresno Police Deputy Chief, they're looking at an Asian gang task force that they have to investigate whether it was connected to a spike in violent crime. But as he said, no kids, luckily, were killed in this. Wow. What kind of chaos is going on? Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, it's about your opinions as I dive into the beginnings of the mail offerings this week. Next.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Get in the mail bag.
Yeah, that's how I felt when the day kicked off. I need one of those green shakes, I think. But I am in the mailbag, and lots of hot opinions over the weekend flew in, I am happy to say. Remember, you can always flip me yours. Go to katedelaneyradio.com. By the way, if you have an opinion on the president and the impeachment, we have our unofficial poll going on, and it runs hot and cold, just like all the other polls that are out there, where it's kind of 50-50. But you can weigh in by sending me your thoughts there. Yay or nay in this inquiry, should he be impeached? Or you can also jam on the digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. By the way, as we dig through the mailbag, my assistant Mahalo, the Wonder Dog, is doing that right now. Coming up on the show, we have Mr. Kate Delaney. We're going to talk about that crazy Miles Garrett situation where he slammed Mason Rudolph with his helmet. There's still been a lot of fallout from that. And also the fact that Turkey Day is around the corner. And I noticed there's lots of turkeys at the store. Duh, of course they're selling them. And then we're going to also talk to someone from PETA about the fashion industry and what they're doing to get around the whole fur deal and leather and all that. Remember, equal opportunity, as we just had someone from the cattle industry a couple of weeks ago. And also coming up a little bit later, another installment of Her Story. Basically, badass women who have done things to move the needle that so many of you guys support and now know the stories, and you're like, oh, that's what happened. So you'll like it. That's in our second hour. All right, you're sufficiently primed for the menu. Let's go to this one from Don, who says, hey, Kate, I have been watching all this whole impeachment stuff, and I really don't know what to make of it, to tell you the truth. the sad thing is it's a phone call. It's a guy who, when you look at the president for all the things, and I voted for him, when you look at all the things that we wanted to see from Donald Trump, some of it we did see, but you have to remember this guy is not a political animal, meaning he doesn't know all of the rules of the Constitution, let's say, and that's truly what I believe it is, because he's the leader of the free world and he's used to calling his own shots, but you really don't call your own shots all that much or as much as you think when you're in politics, even when you're the big dog. What do you think? I think there's something to the fact that, yeah, he's not, here's what I would say. Wouldn't it be great if he had a cabinet that was willing to argue, disagree, show some things that, you know, say, here's the thing, this is the protocol, like it or not, boom, boom, boom. And I think a couple of times when he stepped in it and got in the quicksand, it was because there was nobody doing that. And that's typical for men or women in power, right? Because nobody wants to, a lot of people, I shouldn't say nobody, but a lot of people don't want to do that. They don't want to bounce against what it is because they want to stay in their spots. And then, of course, if they do bounce against it, then a lot of times they lose that position. And we certainly have seen that happen. And like, you know, I could point out Republicans and Democrats, Hillary Clinton running for president, the whole email thing, before that, even the whole email thing. Why? It still boggles my mind. Why even send those personal messages? You know, the smartest guy with that whole email deal was really Bush, too. Because GW, he didn't even go near the email. He knew, I'll fall right into the middle of this thing. I'm not going to risk sending emails all over the place and get caught up in that, because it was kind of that protocol where there was using personal email and not using it, and what were you doing? So not even getting in the middle of that to risk anything that shouldn't have been sent was sent. So to me, duh, what a big blunder that was. And I think it goes back to the person in power. Who do they have? And, you know, GW is a great example of that, because he and I have talked about that. He had people around him that absolutely went against what he said, that absolutely dug their heels in and tried to argue and present another point of view at something that was being considered. So bravo. I mean, that's the way to roll. By the way, I was talking about polls, and I got this one from Tommy, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. And he says, Kate, I know that you're there in Texas as well. Did you see that that new UT Tyler poll that came out? And I know you were there recently, about the whole impeachment thing. Yeah, they said it came out the other day, actually, over the weekend, and it just showed us once again that there was a split on the whole impeachment thing, that 43% of voters in Texas approve of the president's overall job performance. But then if you look at should be impeached, shouldn't be impeached, 44.8% say should, 46.9% shouldn't, and then there's 8.2% that are neutral. That are neutral on the whole thing, right? And then it's, of course, partisan lines. 84% of Democrats support impeachment. 81% of Republicans oppose it, right? And this survey had all kinds of things in there. You know, the whole approval rating, and then also Texas Democrats who's the front runner, and it was Joe Biden. He got like 28%, Bernie Sanders 19%, Elizabeth Warren 18%, Pete Buttigieg 8%, Kamala Harris 5%, Julian Castro 4%. Crazy, isn't it? So it shows you just where they're at. All right, here's another one. This one is from Jake, who listens to us and has been emailing us for a very long time. And he says, Kate, I have a personal question for you. How long would you like to live? I've been seeing lately all these people who are living to be 100+. 100+. What kind of genes do you think they have that they have lived that old? And then when you see interviews with them, they really don't seem all that feeble at all. Some of them are even running and working out. I have seen, just like you, I've seen a bunch of course, because probably nationally it's covered. I've seen a bunch of stories lately, you're right, about people 100 plus, and I just saw one about a woman out of somewhere in Illinois, out of Quincy, I want to say she was, and she works out with a personal trainer. How embarrassing for the rest of us walking around saying we can't get some exercise done. She works out with a personal trainer every week, once a week. And they had pictures of her. I'm sure this is why they had video of her working out. She was born in 1916. She didn't retire until she was 81. She was a microbiologist. She's like, she published like 150 papers and 5 books. And I'm thinking this is who you're thinking of. Her name is Ruth Cunson. And, oh my gosh, I have to say, it was impressive to see her. And the rest of us look soft compared to this woman. I mean, it's crazy. A scientist who worked till she was 81. Wow. And working out still. Ugh. Shame on the rest of us. All right, let me squeeze in a couple of more, see if we're kind of all over the map with this. This one is from Joseph, coming at us from Arizona. Kate, I know you always give big shout-outs to where people are from. I am from Tucson. I was sad to see the story about what happened in that high school in California, in, I want to say, Santa Clarita, and those kids being shot and then some of them dying, and then the kid himself shooting himself and taking his own life. It's got to be really tough for the kids and the parents at that school. Oh, how traumatic. I mean, it's just north of L.A., this city. You know what it's known for? Like Six Flags Magic Mountain and Hurricane Harbor and, you know, that there's a prehistoric stone formation park that's popular there. I remember it when I lived in California. And, you know, it was traumatic, obviously. They had psychologists on site afterwards. And, you know, it was that random thing again where they're trying to figure out what makes this happen. I mean, the kid was in the Boy Scouts. He was popular. There was no signs pointing to this happening at all. On that note, we're bouncing out. Remember, go to katedelaneyradio.com and let your thoughts flow. The other is in the virtual green room. He's coming up next for Mr. Kate Delaney.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The impeachment inquiry and now reaction to it. Former Attorney General Republican Jeff Sessions, who was running for his old Senate seat in Alabama, reacting.
I truly believe it's not close to impeachment. It's not the right way to proceed with this. Maybe Senate or House oversight is something that could be done. But to convert a normal political disagreement into an impeachment matter is really a dangerous thing.
More witnesses witness is expected to testify Tuesday on Capitol Hill in front of Adam Schiff's committee. President Trump meeting with the chairman of the Federal Reserve, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump says he had a very good meeting with the Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell at the White House on Monday. The president tweeted that the two discussed interest rates, inflation, and the ongoing trade war with China.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Dead turkeys in the supermarket, and it is a man's world, except for on this show, and when we occasionally let Mr. K. Delaney come aboard. So you and I had that rare occasion to take a spin through the supermarket aisles, and did you notice all the dead turkeys and how big they were?
Saw some ginormous turkeys.
I mean, how many pounds do you think the turkeys are?
One of them was like a double cannonball.
I mean, I swear I thought I saw one that was like 50 pounds.
Yeah, I saw that one too. It looked like 50 pounds.
Yeah, crazy. All right, so we went to the market actually to go. I think we were going to get coffee because I have to have coffee. You don't even drink coffee, which is so crazy. I'm married to somebody who doesn't drink coffee at all. And sometimes you don't do it as much anymore, but you used to make it for me. And I remember I had a friend that said to me, how does he make it when he doesn't drink it?
You had to teach me how to make coffee.
Yeah, you throw the grounds in the thing, and then you put the water in there, and poof, there it goes.
Well, when you buy a 5-cup coffee maker for $15, it's pretty easy to make. But if you work at a business, those machines can get pretty tricky.
They can get pretty tricky. So we haven't even decided, because people, this is kind of a peel back on our life. We haven't even decided on Thanksgiving.
Sure we have. I'm all for it.
Well, I hope you're going to be cooking, because I'm going to be doing stuff, so you're going to have to be doing the cooking. Do you know how to cook a turkey?
I'll find a turkey somewhere. There's a turkey every day.
Turkey every day. You know, the NFL, they've been talking about this story around the NFL. People have been talking about this, and I was actually on television today on a thing called Cheddar, which is a big millennial news network, and they were asking me to give my opinions on Myles Garrett and the fact that, you know, he's been banned now. He's the defensive end from Cleveland, and he took off his helmet last Thursday and slammed Mason Rudolph, the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they asked me if they thought the punishment was fair and if he was provoked at all, and would we ever see him play again? What do you think?
Of course you're going to see him play again.
You think he's going to play again? All right, here's what his coach, Freddie Kitchens, had to say. This is the Cleveland Browns coach about Myles Garrett and whether he was provoked.
It's hard to replace somebody with that kind of production, but we've got some guys that are mentally and physically up to the challenge, and I have total confidence they'll give us everything they have and produce when needed.
Yeah, he basically evaded the question. Can they replace him? He is an incredible player. He was a number one draft choice, and people forget that. And he sort of cleaned up his act. He had some problems before, but, boy, he just lost his temper, and he's done for the rest of this season. Who knows what happens after that? Since we're on a football note, I want to remind everyone we do the Nail the Score thing. That happens on our Wednesday show in the third segment of the first hour. So just remember that. First hour, third seg, Nail the Score. You don't have to know anything about football. I pick a game of the week, and then you call up and you tell me who you think's going to win and what the final score is going to be. I was really thinking that the Dallas Cowboys were going to lose against the Detroit Lions the other day, but somehow they prevailed. But I love the way the coach, Jason Garrett, had this to say about his offense.
Again, it kind of goes back to that idea, their point of emphasis. And, you know, the biggest thing you try to do is attack different ways, and then you watch the game and you feel the game and you continue to move to the things that have been good for you. And we felt really good about our ability to throw the football. And, again, everybody had a piece of it, the guys up front, the receivers, the quarterback, made a lot of big plays throughout the ball game, particularly late in the game.
I like Jason Garrett. I think he has to go as the coach, though. What do you think? You're a Cowboy fan. I'm not a lifelong Cowboy fan like you. I used to travel with them in the heyday.
I think it's time for Jerry Jones to see the Angels.
Wow, I like Jerry Jones. See the Angels.
Well, whether you like him or not, he hasn't won a Super Bowl in 26 years.
So you're predicting his death? You want him to die?
No, I didn't say that.
See the Angels? What does see the Angels mean? You have to explain that.
I just want us to win another Super Bowl.
Oh. All right. So we're going to move from football to a story that I read in the USA Today about millennials and Gen Z. They say there's six things, and they were kind of making fun of them, six things they haven't ruined. And one of the things they say is they haven't ruined Polaroid cameras. And because of Stranger Things, that show, there's a renewed interest in people getting Polaroid pictures, and so they're making more of the product, and they say that 18 to 24-year-olds especially are shocked when they see a Polaroid in action. They think it's really cool. Did you have a Polaroid?
I think at one point I had a Polaroid, yeah.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
A man of few words. Describe it more. You fancied yourself a photographer. How much did I invest in photography equipment? So a Polaroid camera. That would have been easier to get you a Polaroid camera.
Well, I was very young when I had a Polaroid, but I was also 11 when I had a 35 millimeter.
All right. A 35 millimeter versus a Polaroid. So much easier just to point and click. Record players. A CNBC report in 2017 found that the majority of people getting vinyl were 35 and younger. So going back to the past, again, it's younger people that are interested in records. I love that.
Love it. Awesome.
When I was a kid, one of my favorite things to do was to go, and I was really young, but to go to beg my mother to walk to the mall, because there was one kind of close to us, and take my brother with me, and we would just look at records for hours. I mean, we were just fascinated by records, by looking at them, what was new, all that whole thing.
Yep, that's what we all used to do.
Do you remember your first album?
No.
Weak. All right, so for all of you listening, I don't know what your first album was. Mine was Elton John's Yellow Brick Road. Awesome.
I think I probably remember one of my first albums, but it wasn't as cool, so I'm not going to say what it was.
So it wasn't as cool. What was it? Bobby Sherman? The Partridge Family? What?
What generation are you talking about? It was a Def Leppard album.
What's wrong with Def Leppard?
Well, nothing, but it's just not great.
Okay. This is great, too, because we both kind of like cars. I like cars different from you. I don't know a lot about cars. I know the way I like the way they drive or look. And I do like I've always liked the way a Corvette looks. And the Corvette was named the Motor Trend Car of the Year. I think Corvettes will always steal our hearts. What do you think?
Sure, why not?
Is that your favorite car?
The Corvette is not my favorite car, but it is a good-looking car.
I feel like I'm interviewing you. What is your favorite car?
I don't know. Bentley Continental GT?
Well, you should have been a doctor or a lawyer. You should have kept your rear end in school like all your classmates did, if that's what you like.
Well, I didn't say I wanted to own one or pay the bills for it. I just said it's one of my favorite cars.
Yeah. All right. To me, this is annoying because I don't like their coffee, and I always have to tell them just fill up half a cup if I'm stuck here, but I'm in the minority. You know what I'm going to say. Starbucks, the largest Starbucks in the world, Paul, opened Friday in Chicago. It's on the Magnificent Mile. It's the sixth and final reserve roastery, they say. And it's this whole experience dedicated to roasting and brewing small batch coffee from around the world. I do think that's actually kind of cool.
As a coffee connoisseur, I have to agree. It's very cool.
Connoisseur. You did drink some coffee, though, before the show, because we went to a cool place that we like called Cafe Brazil, and you drank a bunch of coffee there.
I did. It was a lot of coffee.
Which was shocking, because you hardly ever drink coffee, only once in a while. I like coffee. I like the taste of coffee, but I think people fall into two categories. Unlike how we feel about our politics and our world around us, where we're a bipolar, divided nation, I think with coffee, you're either in or out. I do. I think you either like coffee or you don't like coffee. I like it, you don't. Just one more difference.
Got to keep those pipes clean every once in a while.
Brutal. All right, I'll meet you on the flip side. We're talking about fur and leather and all that stuff.
Love affair is a wondrous thing that will...
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Time, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We talk about Fashion Week in New York on this show, and I've actually even been there. We talk about fashion in general, and it's interesting. We've got a great guest in our virtual green room. Her name is Sienna Martz. She's a campaign coordinator for the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and we're here to talk about the vegan fashion revolution and learn how the fashion industry is really becoming more ethically conscious, and I've heard that in the discussions that I've had. So, Sienna, thanks so much for popping on with us.
Hi, thank you. Yeah, it's a pleasure joining you today.
So let's talk about that. What do you know that I don't know and that our listeners don't know about this vegan fashion revolution? Tell us about it.
Well, over the past four decades, PETA has had thousands of victories, and many of which have really shifted the industry towards a more ethical and sustainable future. And the momentum against cruel and environmentally toxic animal-derived materials is just growing around the world, especially in recent years. And so, you know, with so many stylish, warm, and durable vegan options available everywhere, there's no reason to be supporting industries that harm and harm the planet. So, you know, for anyone who's interested in learning more about vegan fashion, they can all check out PETA's website at PETA.org.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a lot of people in the fashion industry. That's why I said I've had these discussions about sustainable fashion with some people I know, especially in California, because they've banned the sale of new fur and exotic skins, and there's a lot of designers like Prada and Macy's, even you can go on any end of this, H&M, and they're in the middle of this game, too. So what are the alternatives to, here's a big one for people, Sienna, what are the alternatives to leather?
Well, you know, with recent textile advancements, there's just a vast array of vegan options for every single industry, including the leather industry. And so vegan leather is increasingly being constructed from innovative and earth-friendly textiles. So it can be made out of compounds that use apples, pineapple leaves, fruit pulp, even kombucha tea and coffee grounds. So it's really clear that the time is now to be moving on to these high-tech and really innovative materials that are just far better for the environment and spare countless animals from a miserable life and a violent, painful death.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting when we talk about leather and you just gave those options, there are definitely going to be people that are going to be listening to this that are going to say, well, I don't get it. How does leather production affect the climate? How does it?
Well, animal agriculture and its methane and nitrous oxide producing products, which includes leather, are the leading contributors of global greenhouse gas emissions. And to put it in perspective, more than 90% of leather's environmental impact is caused by land use and greenhouse gas emissions that are associated with farming. And so everyone can really help the environment and save animals' lives by doing simple things like choosing a veggie burger instead of a hamburger and leaving leather out of their wardrobe and instead choose from the dozens of durable, stylish, and cruelty-free materials that are available everywhere.
And I already talked about a couple of the places where I knew that they were making some changes, but what does it overall mean for major designers? They're looking at the alternatives, right?
Yeah, so, you know, the public is increasingly turning towards vegan materials, including faux fur, faux leather, and vegan wool, and they're identifying sustainability as a key factor when they're choosing what brands they want to support and buy. And so as consumers, especially we're seeing young consumers, are becoming more aware that animals are individuals with feelings, and, you know, they learn how animals are violently abused and killed for their skins and fur, consumers are really choosing clothing and accessories that are ethically produced as well as functional, stylish, and better for the environment. So it's clear that the fashion industry is really shifting towards animal-free styles in response to consumer demand.
Yeah. And again, you already mentioned this. Go to PETA.org and you can find out so much more about this in this conversation that we've had. Sienna March, thanks for joining us on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been wonderful to talk about vegan fashion with you.
Thank you. All right, jumping around as we close out this show, some of the lowlights and highlights, I think, of the kickoff of this week is one, thank goodness, we get an extension budget-wise or otherwise, boom, the government shuts down. Not to say it can't, but at least there's a couple more weeks to argue, yell, and figure out a way to make this happen. In the meantime, sadly, Fresno police are looking into a gang link in a mass shooting at a party from over the weekend. Just the shooters came into the backyard and opened fire. It was a football watching party on Sunday night, and this is a Southeast Asian community. The police chief in Fresno said there were 16 adult males in the backyard at the time when the suspects came through an unlocked gate, and they were carrying semi-automatic handguns. They started spraying bullets. They hit 10 victims. Boy, so they're looking into the gang connections. 6 are wounded, 4 dead after what happened there. It was a wild week in sports after what happened heading into the weekend with the Browns' defensive end being punished for the rest of the season, Myles Garrett. There's conversation about, ooh, would the Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph be responsible in any way for this? The game was already won by the Browns, and it was a blowout, and this happened with just a few moments, really, left in the game, and it's crazy. Go to whatever search engine you have if you want to check out something that just looks so utterly ridiculous you can't comprehend it. And then impeachment is the word in Washington, D.C. How does it affect you and me? Well, will the leader of the free world be displaced, or does he continue to run for a second term? So much focuses on that call that it happened last July and what was said. What's hearsay? What's actually part of the conversation? And then, more importantly, was anything illegal? What's in the Constitution? And what happens with all this testimony that is gathered, especially when you look at it bouncing to the Senate? I can't imagine that this goes anywhere unless it is really, sewn up into a neat little package. Not so for Roger Stone. Oh, Roger Stone. Who knows how many years he gets when you talk about federal crimes. There's a pardon, however, a petition floating around when you got 30,000 signatures. And, of course, Roger Stone is the veteran Republican operative who was convicted of getting in the way of a House investigation into Russia's 2016 election meddling. And a lot of people are signing that. I saw a story today where there was somebody on from change.org who said, look, Roger Stone did nothing wrong except for going against the established order. Stone, of course, is a longtime friend and ally of the president. He was convicted on all 7 counts of an indictment accusing him, again, of lying to Congress about pursuing emails Russia had hacked that were damaging to Hillary Clinton's 2016 election bid. And, you know, his political roots go all the way back to Barry Goldwater's presidential campaign. He could face up to 50 years when he sentenced on February 6. Wow. February 6th, so that's a very, very big day for Roger Stone. And a lot of people were talking about this, I think, over the weekend, because it was huge news based on the counts and everything else in between as to what could possibly happen here and what he could face behind bars, or, you know, would it be a little bit lighter? But I think looking at all the charges, that seems not likely that will happen. The music queuing up in the background means we got to skedaddle. A couple of quick reminders. Don't forget you can always send me your thoughts on the show or what you'd like to see by going to katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.